Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. People are always looking for life hacks to make their life more easy and meaningful and pleasurable. Well, I got something much better than a life hack for you today. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit at work in your daily life. There's an amazing moment in the first book of Kings in the Old Testament where Elijah the prophet is the last prophet of the Lord. All of the other prophets have been killed by the prophets of Baal. There is a pagan king that's on the throne. Elijah is feeling totally abandoned, but then God leads him into this place of conflict, this battle with the prophets of Baal to try to win back God's people for himself. And so in this scene, they lay out an offering. The offering is laid out there, a sacrifice. And Elijah says to the prophets of Baal, if you call down fire from heaven from your God, and I'll call down fire from heaven from the God of Israel. And they call upon their gods. Nothing happens because there is no God. There is no Baal. And Elijah kind of mocks them. And then he prayerfully calls down fire from heaven. And that fire comes down from heaven and consumes the offering. All the people of Israel recognize that the Lord is God. Now, that action of calling down fire from heaven is actually central to what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to be a Christian, to be a Catholic. That's called the epiclesis. The epiclesis is the calling down the Holy Spirit from heaven. And that is actually a priestly action that happens in every single one of the sacraments. So at your baptism, they call down fire from heaven over the water. If you've been married in the Catholic Church, during that nuptial blessing, they call down the Holy Spirit upon you. When you receive absolution in confession, the Holy Spirit is called down upon you for the forgiveness of your sins. And in confirmation, in anointing of the sick and the laying on of hands, in holy orders, each of those sacramental actions, the Holy Spirit, that fire from heaven came down and it consumes that offering and it liberates us. It fills us with new power. So one of the ways that we can engage with the Holy Spirit throughout our daily life, particularly those of us who have been baptized, and especially if you've been confirmed, sealed in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can and should be calling down the Holy Spirit everywhere you go. Think of a difficult relationship, a difficult situation at work, a sin that you're struggling with, an addiction, problems, to keep calling down that Holy Spirit. The same words that Elijah prayed, the same words that the priest prayed at your baptism, same words that Christians have been praying for thousands of years, to, Lord, send forth your Spirit upon this reality that it might be renewed, that it might be remade in your image and likeness. That's a powerful prayer that we can and should be using, the epiclesis, to pray that throughout every single moment of our lives. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.